But first tonight, an Iranian sheikh deported from this country because he was considered such a threat to national security has had a major legal win against Australia. A United Nations committee has found that Australia breached his human rights. That ruling has legal standing because of a treaty to which Australia is a signatory. The UN says the Australian government should consider letting the sheikh back into the country and pay him compensation, but it never examined the intelligence Australia used to make the deportation order, and sections of the Iranian community are still convinced the man is a spy. Connor Duffy reports.
Sheikh Mansour Lagai's dramatic final moments in Australia left a family divided. On June the 27th, 2010, the sheikh was forced to leave Australia with his wife and teenage daughter. His three adult sons were left behind.
A moment that I'll never forget. I see that footage every day. It's something that it's hard to forget.
It was an extremely distressing time for his family. He was then faced with a choice of going back to Iran by himself and leaving his wife. His Australian citizen daughter, who was 14 years old and went to school here, grew up here, was born here, only spoke English, had never been to Iran, or to take his daughter with him and to rip her away from her school and her friends and her whole settled life here in Australia.
Since his departure 5 years ago, we've had two new brides added to the family. We've had two new grandchildren added. You know, he's got two new grandchildren. The third one on the way, and he's kind of missed that whole opportunity of actually seeing the newborns come into the family.
Sheikh Mansour Lagai emigrated to Australia in 1994. He worked in a halal butchery before becoming a moderate Islamic preacher in Sydney's west. ASIO, though, alleges there was a darker side to the family man, issuing him an adverse security assessment. Sheikh Lagai was never told what the allegations were, though, and was given 6 weeks to leave Australia.
This is the suitcase for him. He got to go.
There were those in the Iranian community who backed the ASIO assessment, including Cyrus Sarang.
This is like a spider web, and from the Iran they send him here. And it's a disaster for Australian country, you know, for the Australian people, Australian community, and especially the Iranian community, they are upset. They get scared of this spying, lying, you know, on the community. So that's why he's in risk.
The sheikh has always denied those allegations. And the charismatic and popular religious leader had many supporters, including Christian leaders who fought for him to stay in Australia.
When we're losing someone we love, when we've lost someone we love, it only hurts because you love them. If you did not love them, it would not hurt. I'm not ashamed to say I love this man.
This is a day of national disgrace. The Australian government has treated Sheikh Mansour Lagai with contempt.
Professor Ben Saul fought against the deportation, insisting ASIO reveal its evidence. Overnight, the UN Human Rights Committee found the deportation breached the sheikh's human rights.
In light of the 16 years of lawful residence and long settled family life in Australia, and the absence of any explanation from the State Party on the reasons to terminate his right to remain, the committee finds that the State Party's procedure lacked due process of law.
Neither the UN nor Sheikh Lagai has seen ASIO's evidence, but the UN found Australia has
an obligation to provide Mansour Lagai with an effective and appropriate remedy, including a meaningful opportunity to challenge the refusal to grant him a permanent visa and compensation.
All along in the UN case, we never said that Australia has no right to address security risks. All we've said is that that Australia must give him a fair hearing. Australia hasn't disclosed enough of the evidence against him for him to really defend himself fairly in a reasonable process. What the UN is saying here is not at all radical. In fact, it's what every other liberal democracy in the world pretty much already does. In Britain, Canada, New Zealand, the whole of Europe, a person in national security cases is always given a disclosure of the essence of the case against them.
Hello.
This afternoon, Reza Siddiq and Ali Lagai spoke with their father in Tehran.
On the one hand, we are of course very happy, very excited. And on the other hand, we are just waiting to see the response of the government. I was innocent from day one, and there was a mistake somewhere here. And I'm just so happy that now a competent, independent party has confirmed that.
Yeah, exactly.
He's desperate to return to Australia, and the brothers are calling on the government to allow a Lagai family reunion.
Consider what the United Nations have said and provide some form of avenue in which we're able to have my father return in any shape, way or form.
Justice will prevail. Maybe not today, not maybe tomorrow, 10 years' time. Justice always prevails.